Good morning, listeners. Today, we continue our journey through the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, 22-23. The Apostle Paul writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." This morning, we focus on that beautiful word, gentleness. Some translations use the word meekness, but meekness is not weakness. Gentleness is strength under control, guided by love. We live in a world that often values power, toughness, and force. People think that to get ahead, you must push harder, shout louder, and fight stronger. But the Spirit of God calls us to a different way, to reflect Christ's gentleness. Think of a nurse removing a bandage from a child's wound. If she rips it off roughly, she causes unnecessary pain. But if she works gently with care, the healing process continues with less hurt. That's gentleness. The ability to act with care even when you have the power to hurt. Jesus is our gentle shepherd. Jesus himself is our greatest example. In Matthew 11:29, he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." When the woman caught in adultery was brought before him, the crowd wanted to stone her. Jesus had every right to condemn her, but instead, with gentle words, he said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." He did not excuse her sin, but he restored her with gentleness. Let me share a story. A young boy was flying his kite when it got tangled high in a tree. His father could have yanked it down, tearing it apart. Instead, he patiently untangled the string, gently pulling until the kite was free and still whole. That's what gentleness does. It handles people with care, keeping them from being broken. In our homes, our marriages, our relationships, friendships, even at work, gentleness can turn away anger, soften hearts, and open doors. Proverbs 15:1 reminds us, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." I once read of a farmer whose horse broke through a fence and ran wild. Instead of beating the animal into submission, this farmer slowly approached, speaking softly, extending his hand with a carrot in it, until the horse calmed down and came to him to eat out of his hand. Power and control could have been used, but gentleness brought peace. That's the kind of strength the Holy Spirit grows in us. It's not about overpowering others, but allowing God's Spirit to guide our strength into tenderness. So how do we live this out? In our speech, watch our tone. Gentleness is often heard more than it is seen. In our actions, handle others' mistake with patience instead of harsh criticisms. None of us are perfect, and we all make mistakes at some point or another. In our witness, share Christ with humility, not arrogance. 1 Peter 3:15 says, we must give an answer with gentleness and respect. When we are gentle, people see Christ in us. So, beloved, the world may see gentleness as weakness, but in God's eyes, it is power under his control. Jesus was the strongest man who ever lived, yet he carried children in his arms, touched lepers with compassion, and restored the broken with tender words. May we ask the Holy Spirit today to grow this fruit in our lives, so that our families, neighbors, and even strangers may feel the gentle touch of Christ through us. Lord, make us gentle like Jesus. Help us to speak softly, act kindly, and live humbly, so that others may find rest for their souls in you. In Jesus' name, amen.